This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Friday night at around 11:30 p.m., officers of the Colorado Springs Police Department got a call about an alarm set off at a bicycle shop. According to CSPD, the cycling shop is located on 3900 block of East Bijou Street near Platt Avenue. When officers got there, they discovered a burglary had taken place with at least one bicycle stolen from the store. The police department is still looking for the suspect in the bike burglary, and the investigation is ongoing. Saturday evening at around 10 p.m., the Colorado Springs Police Department was notified about a water main break at the intersection of Galley Road and North Circle Drive. The issue is still ongoing, and the intersection of Galley and Circle is shut down in all directions. People are advised to avoid the area until the break is resolved. 13 Investigates has uncovered turmoil in the small southern Colorado city of Florence, where more than a quarter of the police force may quit. High-ranking officers in the city say they were promised raises years ago, but still haven't hit their paychecks. The top concerns are pay discrepancies, not having an external human resources department, and security issues at the police department, including cameras that don't always work. Officers with the Colorado Springs Police Department say one man has died in a shooting in southeast Colorado Springs. CSPD says they got a call at around 3:30 a.m. about the shooting in the 2700 block of Bentley Point, which is near South Academy Boulevard and Hancock Expressway. CSPD patrol officers and medical personnel responded to the scene, and based on their preliminary findings, detectives with the CSPD's Homicide Assault Unit have taken over the investigation. All parties are in contact with investigators as they work to piece together what happened. Friday, the court released new pictures of key evidence against Barry Morphew, the Salida man accused of killing his wife, Suzanne Morphew. We're also getting our first look at the scratches found on Barry's hands and arm in the day after his wife vanished. Photos show Barry inside a Broomfield hotel on the day his wife disappeared. Several photos show him making trips to different dumpsters to drop off trash. When asked about why he did that, he told investigators that he's, quote, a tightwad and didn't like to pay to dump the trash. Firefighters with the Colorado Springs Fire Department have successfully extinguished a house fire Saturday morning near South Mark Scheffel Road and Bradley Road. As of 12:30 a.m. Saturday morning, firefighters say that the fire had been controlled and confined to the basement. Residents were safely evacuated and had no injuries. It's not known what caused the fire at this time. Officials say the fire is under investigation. Customer confusion over moving to a new location didn't help, but the owner of Big Train Family Restaurant said the negative impacts of the ongoing pandemic are what forced her to close permanently. Last Friday was the restaurant's last day open after 53 years of operating. The owner of the Big Train building said that he already has received interest from several prospective tenants, but added that it will no longer be a restaurant.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Benachinkwe. A little cool this morning, should be another pleasant afternoon with high temperatures in most cases in eastern Colorado in the 50s, mountain areas in the 40s. Tonight, more of the same, mostly clear, drop off into the teens away from the mountains, 20s near the mountains. Tomorrow looks similar to today temperature-wise, perhaps just a touch warmer with a mixture of 50s and 60s for the plains. But we're also going to get windier tomorrow, and the clouds are going to be on the increase. Colder on Tuesday, then again on Wednesday, and we'll have a chance for snow. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.